Hi, Stella speaking.
Hello?
Yes, hi, how can I help you?
Yes, who I'm speaking with?
We are a home care agency. This is Deluxe Home Care. Are you looking for home care services?
Awesome. Okay. Cool. I would say yes, but I have some questions to ask. Okay.
Sure.
What's the okay? And I know this question. I've been told no, by several of companies like y'all, and I know that it's going to be another no. But I'm going to ask this question. Okay. My relative, he's 75 years old. He's my dad. Vietnam veteran. I'm gonna make the story short. Okay. And I'm a caretaker with him, but I would say just basically through for free, And he was wondering about that, And he has insurance through Jefferson Barracks,
Okay.
And I have MoHealth insurance, okay?
Okay.
And like I was telling him, right, that that in order for you to have that to happen, okay, because I'm from Meacham Park Kirkwood. My name is Reese, just to let you know. Sorry for not introducing my name, okay? And and it a lot of people ask me that question, and I guess they think I'm like the smartest one out here. I don't know. A lot of my dad's neighbors ask questions, and he has a lot of friends and stuff, and they got kids, and I don't know. I guess the kids don't know the questions I know answer. So I just call, and they're wondering that too. They're like, "What's their insurance, qualifications?" And I told them, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, it may be the fact that both people have to have MoHealth insurance. Okay, and like I was telling them, I talked to Freedom Care. I don't know if you heard of Freedom Care. They have a
Okay,
like a
yeah.
little jingle. Yeah, they look a little commercial. Freedom Care, we're here for you. I was gonna work for them a couple years ago, and you got Guardian Angels. There's like several companies out here. Okay. And I asked them the same question, and a few of them told me that that's a good question, and it do make sense. They was wondering, like, how can, two people that have insurance, but two different types of insurance, how can they be able to, work and, get paid and all that good stuff, So that's why I called. I heard you guys, I would say your phone number right here on the radio station while I was driving. So I asked Meta. I said, "Meta, yeah, I know how these robots work and stuff. I'm kind of into the Bitcoin crypto thing and robots too as well." So I asked Meta. I said, "Hey, Meta, call that phone number that was just been recorded, that's been said on the radio," and it actually did. So I'm talking to you strictly, by myself driving over, as I'm driving through Kirkwood. So that's the question because. A lot of people ask me that question because they want to sign up and they want to know, do two people have to have, MoHealth insurance at the same time? Because like I was telling the last representative of another company, okay, and she said, "That is a damn good question." Excuse my language, but she said, "That's a damn good question." And that's what I was telling her. I said, some people, okay, may have like town and country insurance, Blue Cross, UnitedHealthcare, et cetera, Ambetter. I'm pretty much listing these names off the top of my head, because I dealt with a lot of them, okay?
Got it. So let
And,
me explain to you how it works. Do you want me to explain to you?
sure, go ahead.
Okay. So home care,
Explain.
like to work for elderly or disabled people, it doesn't really matter on the caregiver's insurance, the one that's working. It matters on the patient, the one that needs the care, because they're the one that's paying it. So whoever needs care needs to have Medicaid, MOHealthNet. They need to have it. And whoever's the caregiver, they can have any insurance. It doesn't really matter. We don't like touch that insurance. It only depends in the recipient's insurance. So the recipient
I'm
needs to have
listening.
Medicaid because it's a Medicaid-funded program. But it really doesn't matter which
Right.
insurance the caregiver has.
I kind of figured that, because I was thinking about that too as well. I didn't mean to, hold you up on the phone and stuff, okay? I just had a question to ask, okay? And I was right. You got the, like I was telling my dad, he's 75 years old, and a lot of people,
does
I mean,
your
man,
dad
this
have
like,
Medicaid?
he has insurance, but see, you have to understand there's a lot of insurances that their doc, his doctor's Dr. Price out in Jefferson Barracks building 52 or 53. You know, that's where he gets the medicine stuff from, okay? And he's a veteran, okay? And it's just the fact of that, you know, he has insurance. But not everybody have more health insurance, okay? Because here's the thing. One of the doctors told me that insurance, no offense, but they call it poor people, no offense, I know it's kind of funny, but they call it poor people insurance because other insurance companies that these doctors refer the patients to are a lot better than MoHealth, and
right,
they have a lot of coverages. But they, right, exactly, but not everybody have MoHealth. I can't even find, I'm probably the only one with MoHealth.
MoHealth is for like low income, basically. It's basically a low income program.
Right, but see that's the thing. That's a question. See, that's the thing. They need to change that narrative right there. No offense on the income status apparatus because, you know, you got veterans. They also get, you know, income, you know, every month, and you got people that's on disability that's not veterans that get income every month. You know, and I understand
right.
what you're saying, right? You know, but the income status apparatus, it shouldn't even matter. It should be the health status apparatus. You know, because he's been sprayed with Agent Orange, so. Right, so it's basically he got like something similar, like I would say, like Parkinson's, but he got sprayed with Agent Orange. Just like I was talking to Dr. Nasir out at Mercy, awesome guy. He retired like 5 years ago. And he said, you're right, and I was talking about the comparing and contrasting, you know, both, you know, diseases, I would call it, you know, his Agent Orange spray and multiple sclerosis. The chemical difference is very different, but the similarities are just alike. And but the medicines may be a little bit off, but the medicines that they are on both ends have a similarity, you know, effect, but a different name. It's just really different, you know, and he was just wondering.
Right, but may I
know,
cut
and,
you off? I just want to explain you about the medical part. And if
okay,
he's a
sure.
veteran, then there is home care agencies that accept through the VA department, like the VA might pay it.
Yeah.
But MoHealth
yeah,
not
yeah, they
why
yeah.
it depends on the income. It's just because it's a Medicaid funded, Medicaid pays for it.
Mm-hmm.
If only for
mm-hmm.
low income people, they pay for it. For anyone that doesn't like qualify for MoHealth net, then they won't pay for it.
Uh-huh.
You can fill up home care, but you need to pay it yourself.
Oh,
so that's the
difference. Okay. See, I didn't know that. Okay.
If you want to get it approved
really...
by Medicaid, then you need to have MoHealth net. If you don't have MoHealth net, then we won't be able to help you with insurance. But if you want to pay it yourself,
right.
you can do that. Or you can go to a veteran-funded agency, an agency that accepts VA. But we do not accept, like, veterans.
Okay, yeah. Girl, you answered the question. You're good. You did great, ma'am. That was awesome. You answered that question quite well. Because that's correct, because that's what I was telling my dad. And you know how they are up in age. I feel like, you know, I'm 44 years old, so they're, like, older than me. But they feel like, oh, boy, we know it. You know, you don't know what you know. I told them, I said, guys, I'm right. You know, I said, watch, I call a customer service and put them on speakerphone. And this was like last year, and before I know it, their mouth dropped. It was like, wow, you was right. I said, I told you. But, yeah, you're right, ma'am. So they don't cover
Does your dad
veteran,
have MoHealth not, or he doesn't have?
Well, here's a catch. His doc, you know, a lot of his friends, his sisters and his brothers or whatever, you know, they be pushing for it. But, they say I have to take him to, out in South County to the food stamp place or whatever, and that's where he get his the MoHealth that I got to sign him out there in South County, you know, that type of ordeal. But, you know, he's kind of stubborn in a way. I'm like, come on, let's go. And then he has a paper. He says, look, he has insurance that says opium. You know, I can't pronounce it. It's like spelled OPTUIM or something like that. And he just got that insurance, I would say, in January. And I don't know if it's through the VA or whatever, but I don't know if it's through Marketplace or however it goes. So it is a lot of insurance that is valid for each individual out here, if you ever notice, you know. So if you're looking at the mailbox, there's like a lot of letters that say, come join this, come join that, you know. So, but you don't see a lot of letters that say, come, you know, join MoHealth Insurance. I kid you not, I haven't even seen one of those in years. Yeah, you have to physically walk down there, you know, well, drive down there and sign up yourself. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I can give you their number, Medicaid's number, and you can call me back once he has active insurance, like active
Okay.
Medicaid, and then we can assist you.
Okay, that'd be fine. Yeah, I'll take the number. Is it
Let
the
me
same
give
number on the
you
back of the cards? So I think I may
the
know
back
what
of
it
which
is because I
card?
have the Mo Health Insurance card. Because
Yeah,
I
it
have Mo
is.
Health Insurance. Cause,
Oh,
yeah,
you
okay,
have,
it's the
yeah.
same
So you
number.
call
Okay.
that number, yeah.
Okay, cool. All righty then. Well, I thank you for answering the questions, ma'am. And you have a blessed and wonderful, enjoy this good warm day, okay? And thank you for answering these
No
questions. I
problem.
appreciate it.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. See ya. Bye-bye.